Hello, this is Janice here from Tarot Reading London, and an update, a tarot energy update for April 2020 in this difficult time that we all find ourselves in. So I thought I'd do a four card reading and do a quick overview of what the cards have to say this month about the situation we're in. And the first card I drew was brilliantly appropriate, the Page of Swords. So pages in tarot are all about the search for information and also a scan for threat, because that's what the Page of Swords does. He looks for the threat. He's sort of like the battle scout. So within all of us at the moment is a real need to know what's true. What's true? What's coming? What should we do? Where we all are in it? What is the current up-to-date information that we should all be aware of to allow us all to do the right thing? So absolutely appropriate in that. Also, there is a sense of air, which is swords in tarot, is the element of air. Also, the element of conflict comes into that as well. People are walking around in masks. There is literally the idea of, is there a threat in the air that we need to protect ourselves from? So that's very interesting too. Page of Swords is all about new ways of communicating, which is wonderful because technology has played an enormous part in this issue that we're all facing at the moment, and we've had to find new ways to communicate with each other. A lot of people are feeling quite triggered. There has been some quite edgy communication between people. People are feeling very vulnerable. So again, we have to find new ways to deal with that, new ways for people to express how they're feeling and for us to deal with each other. So there is also a wonderful new way of communicating in that in this time of isolation, we all need a sense of community. And there are those of us that have gone out and have found new ways of making that happen. We can't do it face to face anymore. So we've had to find a new way of reaching out to each other, which has been wonderful, so that we can reach out, make the vulnerable feel less isolated, and take care of those who need it most. So that's been really wonderful. New ways of communicating around the idea of community and bringing communities together in ways that we've never done or had to do before. So all of that's very pertinent. So the next card that came up was Justice, which again, another card looking for a search for truth. So there's a big idea of a search, an information search in this reading. We're all looking for what's real, what's true, what's fair, doing the right thing. It's a really important part of our lives at the moment, doing the right thing, putting our own needs aside and doing what's in the greater good. Now, people who aren't doing that and who are choosing to act more selfishly are being publicly called out, because there is a real sense at the moment is that we reap what we sow. If we as a community and as a species don't do the right thing right now, we're going to make the situation an awful lot worse. So we've all had to come together to face the consequences of our own actions. So I think that's really positive and really salient right now. And actually that idea of us all coming together to collectively do the right thing leads into the next card that I drew, which was actually the World, which is quite ironic when you think about the fact that a lot of us are in isolation or lockdown. But if you look a little bit further into that, you'll see that even though we're all in isolation and lockdown, if we look out of our windows, we'll see a world that is actually all going through the same thing. In countries in Australia and in America are also in lockdown. So we're all looking at each other through the windows of our phones and our devices, and we're all looking at people facing exactly the same things that we are, which is actually a very bonding experience. So this is global. And that's what the World is all about. It's about a global experience. And actually, the World promises a more positive outcome, which is really good news, I think, for us all. Because what the World talks about in tarot is a kind of level up moment, a raise in consciousness, a raise in awareness. So basically, when this is all over, the circle will turn. We will go back to some level of reality, but we will be fundamentally changed. We will be into the next chapter. So the world talks about ascension to the next level. So basically, we will all be in a new stage of being, which is rather wonderful. And the fourth card that I took, which was a sort of general advice card, was again, kind of spookily accurate, was the Hermit, which is, well, you know, does what it says on the tin, really, doesn't it? Because we're all feeling a little bit like hermits at the moment. We can't do what we're used to doing. In the Hermit in tarot, he rejects his comfort. Comfort is removed. The trappings of his life are taken away. And he basically spends a period of aloneness to go within to make some new decisions, which is, as a general advice card for us all at the moment, I think extremely pertinent. Also, around that theme of trappings of life being taken away and a feeling of discomfort and a feeling of needing to go through that discomfort for the greater good, which is very Hermit, we must look at society as a whole and maybe look at how consumerism maybe is not leading us down a good path, how the idea of living a very materialistic lifestyle is perhaps something that we need to look at again. So the Hermit is a very, very pertinent card. It looks at facing our own fears. It looks at basically looking at our own demons from a period of being alone, but finding a new path at the end of that, finding a more positive way forward at the end of that. So I think for many of us, this will be a period of exploration which will lead us to come to different conclusions about where we're going in life and what we want to do and where we want to go. And I think that's all incredibly positive. So this reading has been really about the fact that we're all going through a huge time of exploration, a search for truth. What is the right thing to do from now on? I have the dog next to me here. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it's been useful. I think it's been quite positive, actually. And I look forward to speaking to you again in May when I'll do another update. In the meantime, I just want to say stay safe and I'll say goodbye for now. Thank you very much. Goodbye.